It's Texas Standard Time on this Tuesday, September 15th, 2015, exactly 121 days since the so-called biker gang shootout in Waco. And despite 9 deaths and a mass arrest of 177 people, each held for days or weeks on $1 million bonds, not only has there been no evidence offered to support those arrests, there have been exactly zero formal charges brought against anyone, and no word whatsoever on whether or when cases might be presented to a grand jury, which, by the way, is currently led by a Waco police detective. But wait, there's more. To make sure no one talks about this case, there's a gag order in place. Families and their attorneys are afraid to talk. Autopsy information has been incomplete. Ballistics information conspicuously missing. No one in government, not state officials, not federal officials, no one, is asking obvious questions about transparency, criminal procedure, due process, civil liberties, and that's to say nothing of the overriding question, which seems more questionable by the day. What really did happen outside that restaurant in Waco? Who fired the first shots? Who fired on whom that day? If police have answers, they don't want the public to know those answers, at least not yet. Tamara Tabo heads up the Center for Legal Pedagogy at Texas Southern University. She's been closely following this story. Professor Tabo, thanks so much for being here.
My pleasure.
We are now 4 months into this process. 177 people arrested, 9 people killed, by the way. Is 4 months too short a time for Waco officials to have moved forward with formal charges?
Well, certainly given the fact that we're talking about such an extraordinary arrest scene where we've got so many supposed criminals involved, it does seem sort of conspicuous that officials haven't at least released more information about their investigation. While they do still have some time on their side in terms of moving forward with any individuals taking the case to the grand jury and seeking indictments, it's definitely irregular for this amount of time to have passed. And that is one of many irregularities, of course, that we've seen in this case from the very start.
Indeed, I was just reading an Associated Press article over the weekend, and the reporter was talking with a criminal defense attorney in Houston who said that he did not know of any other criminal defense attorney unassociated with this case who, after reading the facts, didn't gasp. What is it that surprises you most about the way that this case has moved forward?
Well, I think, probably the greatest surprises came on that very first day, on May 17th. Again, talking about nearly 200 individuals arrested, and more or less, it would appear, for being on the scene at the shooting, right? So it's an extraordinary number of folks to arrest at one time. And then, of course, we saw these staggering, across-the-board, $1 million bail amounts set initially with each of these folks. And there have just been a number of sort of improper statements from officials from the very start. And it seems to suggest that Waco officials are not interested in providing information and maybe have some improper motives here.
There are a lot of online conspiracy theories that are bubbling up, and I think it probably would not be responsible to detail them here. But I'm wondering, does the silence, sort of a cone of silence, really, since you have this gag order in place, does that help or hurt the prosecution's case here, in your opinion?
Well, the prosecution's intention was to help their case by having the gag order issued. In fact, District Attorney Abel Reyna was the individual who drafted the gag order itself and requested that Judge Matt Johnson issue the gag order, right? And it's worth noting that Judge Johnson and DA Reyna are former law partners, and that DA Reyna is among the named defendants in a federal civil rights suit that is related to the shooting. I think that it was initially a strategy on the part of the prosecution, but the optics are bad on this. Given the totality of the circumstances, it looks questionable, particularly because gag orders are meant to be so extraordinary in criminal cases that this may backfire on the prosecution.
Professor Tabo, you were alluding to this just a moment ago, and the Associated Press reporter who's based in Fort Worth and went to Waco and covered this story found a close-knit circle of judges and prosecutors and law enforcement who, in the reporter's words, appear to have closed ranks around this case. Is there any mechanism, should it come to this, to investigate or oversee an investigation like this?
Well, you know, there are sort of a limited number of options available. I mean, because we're talking about so many individuals who are arrested, I hesitate to even call them defendants yet because they haven't yet been charged. But they have a certain number of options in terms of steps that they can take in their individual criminal prosecutions if those happen, federal civil rights suits that they as individuals could potentially file. But so much of this seems to be, as the AP reporter noted, pretty sweeping. So there's always the possibility of the Justice Department investigating. That, of course, is within the purview of the feds. So as irregularities mount in this case, I think it becomes more likely that we might see some federal involvement at some point.
Tamara Tabo heads up the Center for Legal Pedagogy at Texas Southern University. She's been closely following this story from Waco. Thank you very much for taking time to speak with us.
My pleasure.